Musicians, doctors, politicians, and piano makers are important to someone. Cowboy poet Baxter Black shares his criteria for determining if someone is important.
I have a friend who's a well-known actor. We see him in the movies and on television a lot. However, he started out shoeing horses. I've always appreciated that in him. He has a useful skill. Sure, he can act, but can he do anything? You bet. When the chips are down, he can shoe your horse. I went to veterinary school, so when I graduated, went looking for a job, and the prospective employer asked me, "What can you do, son?" I could say, "I can fix your cow." Nowadays, I spend a lot more time traveling than I do doctoring critters. The locals are mildly amused by my cowboy poetry, but my rhyming skills don't necessarily make me a very valuable neighbor. I don't get many calls saying, "Bax, I've got a broken pipe in the shop and the water's up to my knees. Could you come over quick and do us a poem?" Well, that's not to say that literary and artistic skills, like being a cartoonist or a ballet dancer or a newspaper reporter, can't add seasoning to our world. But compared to skills such as laying brick, roping, or navigation, they lack gravitas. It is one of the injustices of civilization that the farmer is paid less than the chef, that the movie star is emulated more than the hero she plays on the screen, or the baseball player makes more than the policeman. The more civilized people become, the more our communal perspective is skewed. In the highly industrialized countries, power, money, and prestige is bestowed upon people whose skills involve splitting hairs, finding loopholes, and hypnotizing the gullible. But the true evaluation of essential skills should be made against a more primitive background, like present-day Afghanistan, the Amazon jungle, or being adrift in a lifeboat. Being able to track, shoot, and row carries a lot more weight in the preservation of the species than do card players, TV anchor persons, or senators. Who would you rather have covering your back at a mugging, Albert Einstein or Jesse Ventura? Well, this fall, the Democrat Party's trying to select a presidential nominee. Philosophically, they aren't much different, but under the ground fog of speeches, I expect we'll find some carpenters, cowboys, soldiers, sailors, gardeners, hunters, electricians, plumbers, and fix-it folks. Unfortunately, these useful abilities will have less influence on their success than will clever sound bites, a celebrity endorsement, or a full head of hair. Maybe it's just me. But wouldn't you feel more secure if you had a president in the White House who could shoe a horse and weld?
The comments of cowboy poet, philosopher, and former large animal veterinarian Baxter Black. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.